my special guests in studio, Tim Lawley and Russell Coyne from My Notification Service. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, Russell, about emergency room and that whole issue. I think people are going to be a little surprised to find out you go to the emergency room, you're not going to get treated until what happens?
Well, when you go to the emergency room, the first thing is there's a lot of privacy laws now because of things that have gone on. So they're
the
HIPAA laws, and they're very restricted to what they can go through. You know, they don't want them going through your wallets and purses and things like that. So they're restricted to finding out information about the person by using their state ID or their driver's license. And basically, if you don't have somebody sitting at home and the hospital's going to call 411, get your number and call your home, and if there's nobody there, then you're going to kind of be stuck.
Okay, so you're unconscious or you're underage, whatever the case may be. They get your driver's license. They figure out to call 411. Maybe you've got a listed or unlisted phone number. They're stuck right there.
They're stuck right there. Plus, you know, now you got people 30 years and under. Over 30% of the country doesn't even have a landline.
Oh, you know what? That's absolutely right. I just realized. No, neither one of my children or our three children have a landline. They all use cell phones now.
So there's no way they're going to even be able to get that number to contact them.
Wow, that's real. That presents a very interesting dilemma.
That's why the average time to notify a family member of an emergency is 6 hours in this country.
6 hours.
6 hours.
Tim, that's amazing. So you're going to stay in that emergency room 6 hours while they try to notify you. If you've got a child under the age of 21, they're not going to treat them. Am I right or wrong?
From all folks who enter the hospital conscious and unconscious, the average time to be notified is 6 hours. So if you're unconscious or incoherent, it could be 12 hours a day, 2 days. If you're sedated, it won't be until, you know, the sedatives wear off before you can correspond with somebody and let them know who to contact. Unless you explain the dynamics of what constitutes that average, 6 hours doesn't seem like a long time.
You know, aside from the fact, Russell, that you need permission to get the treatment, you want your relatives to know if something happened to you. You want somebody to be able to correspond with you, correspond with the hospital. I mean, it just makes common sense to me that you're going to want to have some type of notification, right? Am I right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, just for peace of mind's sake, of course.
Yeah.
Number one. Two, a lot of people have a lot of responsibilities. If you have a pet, if you have a child, if you're responsible for taking care of your elderly parent, if you're a key employee at a job.
How about if you own a company and you've got a whole bunch of employees? I'm raising my hand, okay? You know, people that depend on you every week for a paycheck, and you're responsible for running that operation.
Exactly. So it could be very important. In my case, I live alone and I have a dog. So if I were to go to the ER, they would call my home, leave a message. It could be 10, 15 hours before my dog would get taken care of.
Okay. Now that's really interesting, Tim, because that's something a lot of people don't think about. What happens if something happens to you? And, you know, we've got four pets, two cats and two dogs. If no one was available, they're in the house by themselves, with no food, no water, you know, once the water runs out, no food, who knows to notify? That's another problem. So how does that get solved by your company, My Notify Service?
We allow folks to have up to 9 contacts in their particular subscription. And of their contacts, what we like to suggest is you should have a pet sitter or someone who's normally responsible for taking care of your pet when you're away. You should have someone who's normally responsible who could take in your children if you're in the hospital. You should list your employer. Just about everybody you're responsible for or to. The whole idea is to make sure that your emergency doesn't become their emergency.
It could be a relative. It could be your brother-in-law, your sister. I don't know if you want your brother-in-law to do it, but it could be your sister. It could be just a pet sitter that's familiar with what goes on.
Absolutely.
So that would make sense. Okay, Russell, you did this off air, and this was kind of mind-blowing, so I want you to do it on the air. How many people a year, on average, wind up in an emergency room?
Last year, there were over 100 million visits to emergency rooms. There were 20 million people rushed to the emergency room last year. And another interesting stat is every 5 seconds in this country, there's an automobile accident where somebody is rushed to the ER. Unconscious.
You know, that's almost a chilling statistic when you hear that, because you're listening, you go, oh, it's not me. It's not my. I'm not going to have that problem. 100 million people, an accident every 5 seconds where somebody's rushed to a hospital, and 20 million people. If I did that right, 20 million people that were either unconscious or had issues, cognitive issues when they went to the
correct
room. That's quite remarkable. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want help with this, if you want to understand how to do this, this is a very inexpensive investment for your peace of mind. If you travel, if you're in business like me and you're traveling all over the country, whatever the case may be, if you go on vacation, maybe you're a snowbird and you leave here and go on vacation, this is something that makes a lot of sense. Maybe it's just you live by yourself like Russell and you've got a pet. It would make a lot of sense. You know, you've got kids at college away in another state. You heard Tim say 6 hours average notification time. So there's an opportunity there to solve that problem. We're going to tell a story about the lady who invented their logo for their company and an experience she had. You'll find this very interesting to see how in everyday life this can become a reality very, very quickly. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. I'll be right back after the break.